Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:30 in the morning London time on Thursday, the 24th of July. Overnight, US Commerce Secretary Lutnick suggested that US interest rates should be lower and that US Federal Reserve Chair Powell should resign or be replaced. The question is whether international investors want to live in a world where the US Fed's independence of policy is compromised and people like Lutnick have influence over the direction of monetary policy. To judge from the dollar's reaction overnight, the answer to that question would appear to be a fairly clear no. US President Trump will visit the Federal Reserve today. Two problems are starting to emerge from what seems to be an attempt to set the Fed up as a scapegoat for any coming economic problems. First, even if there are sound economic arguments for a rate cut, and the coming US slowdown could provide those, the risk of appearing a political puppet must increase the reluctance of individual members of the FOMC to vote for a rate cut. Second, the value of central bank independence depends in part on the perception of independence. Even if the Fed is independent in fact, these attacks on the Fed and its officials undermine its reputation for independence. It took the Fed years to recover its lost reputation for independence after the 1970s. The point about being a dominant reserve currency is that on a range of metrics, the currency does not need to be perfect, but it does need to be better than the next alternative. The perception of central bank independence is not an absolutely necessary condition for reserve currency status, but the US looks increasingly like it is failing on that particular test. A central bank whose independence is not in question is the European Central Bank. The policy committee meets today, with the market expecting no change in rates on this occasion. There is an expectation that there'll be another rate cut later this year. The disinflation forces of the global economy, outside of the United States, would argue for a nominal rate cut in order to prevent a real rate increase as inflation continues to slow. With trade taxes on US consumers of EU goods not yet clarified, and the risk of EU retaliation by taxing its own consumers similarly uncertain, it seems unlikely that there'll be anything definitive coming out of the press conference, although ECB President Lagarde may be asked to comment on threats to Fed independence. Elsewhere, we get weekly initial and continuing jobless claims from the United States. Given that the quality of the headline US employment data has increasingly been called into question, these weekly releases do deserve a bit more attention. The fragility of the US labour market is an important and genuine consideration in the timing of US rate cuts. Europe throws out a series of business sentiment opinion polls. The value of these statistics as economic indicators is probably deteriorating from a low starting point. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.